Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 13. And God's word said, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." This is the word of God. The Mona Lisa is a half-length portrait of a woman by the Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci, which has been acclaimed as the best known, the most visited, the most written about, the most sung about, the most parodied work of all in the world. The painting, though, to be a portrait of Lisa Gherardini, the wife of Francesco del Giocondo, is in oil on a white Lombardi popola panel and is believed to have been painted between the year of 1503 and 1506. Leonardo may have continued working on it as late as 1517. It was acquired by King Francis I of France and is now the property of the French Republic on permanent display at the Louvre Museum in Paris since 1797. So when you look at the paint and the eye, and it follows you wherever you go. If you move to the right, it appears to follow you to the right. But when you move to the left, it also appears to follow you to the left. And when you look straight at it, it appeared to be staring straight at you. In today's epistle lesson, the writer to the Hebrew tells us that nothing can escape God's eye. He sees all the sin that we have committed and all of our suffering and need. Whether in good time or bad, God is always there as our protector from his grace, mercy, and love. That is why God's word said today, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Maybe when you hear that nothing can be hidden from God, it makes you feel very uneasy. Some of you may still have hidden skeleton in your closet that no one knows. Some of you may have many other things, but God's no. You see, in the book of Genesis, God writes, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of thought of human heart was only evil all the time." King David writes, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observed everyone on earth. His eye examined them." The prophet Jeremiah writes, "My eyes are on all their way. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes." Innocent is also an example when children done wrong and try to hide from their parents. It seems that parents always know they are not telling the truth. It seems the parent has eyes everywhere and see everything. So children, the more you lie, the deeper trouble you get, right? It seems like their eyes always following you. In a similar way, our Heavenly Father see all things in our lives. Nothing is hidden from his sight. If you committed sin and did not confess and repent of those sins, God will judge you. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. Once there was a story written by the Associated Press in September of 1991, right? Marathoner loses by a mustache. It appeared that Abis Tehami of Algeria was an easy winner of the Brussels Marathon until someone wondered where is his mustache has gone. Checking out witness account, it quickly became evident that the mustache belonged to Tehami's coach named Ben Sullivan Haimani. So Haimani had run the first 7.5 miles of the race for Tehami, then dropped out of the pack and disappeared into the wood to pass race number 62 onto his pupil. They look about the same, race organizer said. Only one had a mustache. It expected that the two never will again be allowed to run in Belgium. So, nothing is hidden in God's creation from God's side. Everything uncovered and laid bare before God's eyes of him who we must give account to. The good news is this, that God is not only look at our sin, he sees us because he loved for us. Just as our earthly father loved us, we are God's children and he is our heavenly father. Our heavenly father loves and cares for us in every trouble that we face. King David writes, the righteous cried out and the Lord heard them. He delivered them from all their trouble. And the book of Chronicles writes, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You see, when God looks at us, he sees us as holy and righteous through his son, Jesus Christ. Again, God's word writes, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. You forgive the iniquity of your people and cover all their sins. But what do people do? Most people will try to hide their sin. For example, Adam and Eve was ashamed when they had eaten the forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden, hid themselves from God. David tried to hide the affair he had with Bathsheba by getting her pregnant and sending Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, which is one of David's generals, to the front line and having soldiers to retreat back so he can be killed by the enemy. Then he married Bathsheba. President Nixon tried to hide the Watergate scandal. President Bill Clinton tried to hide the affair with Monica Lewinsky. He stated on television saying, I did not have sexual relationship with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Not only what people try to hide, it will eventually come out. So God's word said, nothing is hidden from God. The Apostle John writes to us as we come to worship, as we always confess, as we say, if we say we had no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, when we confess our sins, God forgives us. He doesn't count our sin against us. The prophet Isaiah wrote, for he has clothed me with garment of salvation, arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. In a similar way, when you wear your clothes for the day and when you get home, you take the old clothes off and wear a new one for the next day, right? I hope that some of you do that. Because the old clothes are dirty, smell, and need washing. This is similar to our sin. God give us a new clothes or robe in Jesus Christ. This is a new spirit that we no longer being dirty with sin because Christ already washed our sin with his precious blood on the cross. We had the robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus because of our faith and trusting him as Lord and Savior. How many of you actually really take your a dollar bill and look at it? If you look at the front, you see the picture of George Washington, but if you look on the back, there is an eye on a pyramid on the left side of the bill. The eyes appear to have seen everything. Have any of you ever think about the eye of the dollar bill? Wherever you go, there is an eye watching you, whether in your wallet or in your purse. The eye goes with you. Some of you may not think too much about the eye and the dollar bill, but some people are actually afraid and scared of that eye, so instead of carrying cash with them, they just carry the checkbook and the credit card. In a similar way, when we look to God, wherever we go or wherever we are, God is watching over us because he loves us. This picture is coming up. You can see 24 years ago, I was kind of rather young. When I was a deputy sheriff in North Carolina, there is a holding cell for a new prisoner. What we call is a holding tank. While the person is waiting for a bond or waiting to go in front of the judge for his or her crime, a camera was aiming at that tank to keep an eye on the people that are in the cell 24/7. The officers that are on duty are to keep an eye on the cell and make a routine check on the male and female cells at all times to make sure that everyone is safe and secure. The person that are confined to the cell know that someone is always watching them, so they have to keep their best behavior while they are in the cell until they are transferred to another cell or be released on the judge order. So, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, whenever we hear that God is watching us, sometimes we may feel uneasy or afraid of him. But when we remember that he is watching us because he loves us, then we can thank him and be able to confidently say, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's side. So we can continue to ask God, keep watching over us and protect us until we come to your kingdom of grace. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.